Amen. Shortly before, a few minutes ago, when we're praying, where Pastor Nwa said, walk around and welcome somebody, and we're praying, I just remember the flash of many years ago. It used to be in a classroom, in a secondary school classroom, where young people gather and we just pray and pray and worship and pray and share God's word and go home. Amen. We go home fulfilled. We go home with this inner satisfaction that yes, we have spent time with the Lord. And we just, at the end of the day, we just chant, share our brethren, the word works, and we go home. Hallelujah. Amen. And it has still not stopped. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says in the presence of God, there's fullness of joy. Each time we find ourselves in the presence of God like this, this is what happens. God's word works wonders. Hallelujah. Amen. So tonight, we'll be looking at God's word. And I'll be speaking on impacted for exploits. We say impacted for good works or impacted for exploits. Amen. Hallelujah. The center of this is just to make us understand that we are becoming more godly because as we walk in the path, I love some scriptures that were read during the time of prayer and all that. As we walk on the path that has been laid for us by our Father, our Master, with the help of the Spirit of God, we become more like Him. We become more like Him. We become more godly. Glory be to God. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for your word. The entrance of your word brings light. Yes, there is understanding even in the house tonight, Lord. Thank you for the simplicity of your word. Lord, take these lips of clay, turn it into the pen of the ready writer. Oh, Lord, that every life, including the one speaking now, will be impacted, will be blessed. We'll be taught your word with all simplicity, but filled with the power that comes from your Spirit. Glory to your name, Father, because everyone who hears this now and later, oh, we'll be blessed greatly to the glory of your name in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Let's see. First, let's see the book of 2 Corinthians. Oh, let's look at 2 Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 2. When I was putting this down, the first scripture I wrote that I was going to talk about was Pastor NY chapter 15, verse 4, according to Romans, that these things were written for our learning. Amen. And we are indeed learning, honestly. See, the word of God is just so awesome. It's shaping us. When God's word hits you. I was studying and some scriptures just hit me like, wow. And like, I've seen them before. I've read them before. But it's coming from a different, like, you know, and it's just awesome. Thank God for his word. Hallelujah. Amen. Since we have what is written what is written for our learning, we should learn and do them with all our hearts. Hallelujah. So 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 and 16. Please, I'll be doing most of my reading from the NIV. Pardon me. Okay. It said, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker. Okay. Do your best to present yourselves to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of what? Truth. A worker who does not need to be ashamed. But who handles God's word? Who handles one who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth? Hallelujah. He says, I love the beginning here. He says, do your best to present yourself. Do your best to present yourself as one approved. Present yourself to God as one approved. So it's not a mere competition between man and man, but you are doing whatever you're doing unto God. It's unto God. So when you see Mrs. D sing, she's not singing because she wants to show off that, her soprano is now sharper than it used to be. No. She's just rendering worship, honor to God. Hallelujah. So when you see somebody play skillfully on the keyboard or on the drums or whatever they do in the house of God, it's just honor to God. Just their reasonable service, worshiping and giving God praise. Hallelujah. This has nothing to do with show off or showmanship or show of self. Hallelujah. So do your best to present yourself to God. You are rendering service to God as a reasonable service. Yes, you're as one approved, a worker who does not need to be. Give me the please, this very, very portion. Let's see it in the New King James. That King James is just speaking in my head like something else. All right, it says, be diligent to present yourself approved. Diligent, meaning that be meticulous. Just observe. Just do it well. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So, disseminating, rightly carrying out what has been handed over to you. Amen. I think in the last few years, we started hearing of handle. What's your handle? This is our handle, the word of truth. Rightly handling. Rightly dividing, rightly using, displaying. Amen. We have been made for signs and wonders. We've been made for good works. Hallelujah. Yes. So verse 16, it says, but shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase in more ungodliness. Give me that verse 16 in my version, in NIV, please. Yes, it says, avoid godless chatter. Amen. Sometimes we find ourselves in some places where, because they are our companion, friends, old schoolmates, could be colleagues, you just feel like, make it not be like, say, at the pose or one thing, and then you just get yourself stuck in a kind of conversation that you know ordinarily you shouldn't be in. Avoid godless chatter. Because those who indulge in it will become more and more ungodly. Yes, I've seen that. That the more you delve into sensitive areas and things you shouldn't toy with or play around with, the more you begin to go deeper and deeper, you find out that you have totally I think it was Pastor Edward that was teaching us the other time about dimension. He said, you don't need to go the whole, he said, it doesn't take the whole yard to know that you have deviated from here. It starts small. You won't even notice the tiny, tiny deviation. And then before you know it, at the time you get to the end, you see that it's a wide range of mistakes that has happened from a small, tiny departure from the mark, from the landmark. And that's why the Bible said, remove not the ancient landmark set by our fathers. May God help us in Jesus' name. Amen. So, 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 14, Sister Remy read this earlier on, and I was just basking in that prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Yes, he says, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Yes, he says, now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph. Hallelujah. In Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God who always leads us. So he never leaves us. He never forsakes us. He always leads us. So each time we win, we should always take cognizance of the fact that God is in this. Hallelujah. I love Sister Remy's testimony also when she was sharing about, you know, there's that time when you are down and then you're broke and you're like, where did all the money go? I need money. Even in that, know that God is with you. Hallelujah. Because you always show off. You always show forth. You always come through. Amen. That's the prayer I always pray. That is our source that never runs dry. Hallelujah. He will always pull through. He will always come through for you. Amen. Who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses, I love that, diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. Diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. So everywhere you go, people can tell. People can tell. I came for the training class yesterday. It pained me because I didn't know it was Natalie's class. If I had known it was Natalie's class, I'd be looking. I told the Staremi and Mrs. Sajiri were here when they were laughing at me. I said, I didn't want to miss this Natalie's class for anything because I had longed to learn the jollof rice. I don't like the nonsense that I cook at work. I said, I want to be, let me eat good thing now. Abba, I cook at least. Ask some people how to make jollof rice. They tell you, they just put the rice, put the oil, just put the pepper and everything. Everything will still done and you still eat it. Yes, but there's a way, there's a how it's done. I don't know how she does it, but it just comes out the same way. Amen. And that rice is something special. If you never eat when you get home, eat. But I really wanted to learn. I really wanted to be in that class. And I told her, I said, for this one, you must organize a private one for me. I must get that jollof rice right. Amen. So that's what we're talking about. If I see, put different rice in front of me, I can tell the one that Marvel cooked. Yes. Because our rice is special. I can tell the one that Natalie cooked. Yes, at least I've mastered Natalie's rice to some extent. He said, through us diffuses the fragrance. Amen. They say, wait a minute, Lord, we enter a place and say, my daddy is around. There are just some things that will give him the nudge that my father is somewhere around here. Hallelujah. Sometimes I call my father, we're talking on the phone. I say, Pastor Ewa is around. He say yes. Because one day I called, Pastor Ewa was calling somebody on the phone. I can't remember whether it's Latin or somebody, but I said, who they make Pastor Ewa the verse? Hallelujah. So that's something we can tell. Amen. We can tell. You know, there are people who carry, their fragrance is so strong that when they enter a place, you can tell, so person is here. Amen. And then, like I said the other time, some of us in class, we have done this in secondary school. Someone just writes it. Well, especially when they have a nickname. Just say, let me borrow Pastor Ewa's. They say, Moscow was here. So just put it there on the wall. So everybody, if any of his friends come in and say, Baba was here. Hallelujah. That's what we're talking about. So through us, diffuse this. You know what that actually literally means? It means that God through us is showcasing himself, his strength, his power, his abilities, the capabilities, the things he can do. Hallelujah. Someone in your office is going through a phase and there's so much pandemonium and all that. And then they just see you, there's just this calm. You're saying, calm down, everybody calm down, relax. They say, no, it's not a relaxed thing. This is very, very terrible. And they say, oh Lord, I can go and say, calm down. And your presence just brings that calm. And really, the solution is like, hey, how did you do it? It's not how did you do it now? It's God working in you. Hallelujah. To diffuse, to spread, to disseminate. Hallelujah. The fragrance of his knowledge in every place. The capability, the abilities, the things he can do. Hallelujah. Amen. It was the late Archbishop Benson Dawson that was sharing how he was riding his bicycle to, he used to ride to these villages where he does evangelism. And he was called that somebody was dying. The person was dying. They called him to come and pray. He got there before he could even lay hand. The person just kukuma died. He said, for once, his heart skipped. Like, wow. You know, it's like from pan to fire. They're like, hey, he had died. This will not happen. But trusting God, he pulled through. He prayed. And the person came back to life. Do you know what happened in that environment? Just imagine the number of lives who all of a sudden started shouting, even including native doctors. Wow, this God is awesome. This is your God is powerful. And then they will follow him to church. Diffusing the knowledge. The knowledge. Diffusing the fragrance of the knowledge of God in every place. Like Habakkuk 2:14. Help me with that. Habakkuk 2:14, yes. Where he was talking about that the knowledge of God will spread. Yes. He said, Habakkuk 2:14, please. Yes. He says, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters, what? Covers the sea. Spreading. Talking about diffusing. Diffusion of the knowledge of God. Diffusion of the fragrance of the knowledge of God. Amen. Amen. So when we hear testimonies today, all the testimonies from Billy Graham, Rena Bonke, all the testimonies from Kenneth Egan and all that, you know, name them. different people, how God moved through people, how God healed a lot of people, how God did a lot of things. That's the spread of the fragrance of the knowledge of God. When we read books and we see things that makes us smile and we just say, wow, glory, this is God at work. Yes, it's the spread of the knowledge of God. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. You see, when this knowledge is spread, what happens is that it produces more knowledge capable of helping us become better impacted for good works. Let's see the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Ephesians 2:10. And that's why the Bible says that we are God's workmanship. Hallelujah. Yes, it says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. We are his workmanship. So we are the tools with which he works. Hallelujah. God cannot come down and say, Esther, Ewa, and that. No, no. He will walk through humans. He will walk through people. So we are his workmanship. We are his extended hands. Hallelujah. Amen. We are his extended hands. We are his the tools, the instrument with which he will walk. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think it was last week or so. Last week or upper week, I got a testimony too of someone too who was listening to Setman on radio when Mrs. Ajiro was sharing. The person is not even in Lagos. I think Extreme or so, either Upskirt or so, or whether one of the states. So listening to Setman on radio, and we've heard such many testimonies. Hallelujah. That is a means. That is a tool. That's an instrument. That's a channel through which God is also reaching out to people. So we can also be that in our different places. It could be your place of work, your place of study, your family. You can just be God's tool in that place, God's outstretched arm in that place, reaching out to people. Hallelujah. Matthew 5:16. Yeah, it was talking about our light as an extension of God's hand. Yes, it said, let your light so shine before men that they may see what? Your good works. Where's the work coming from? Where's the good work coming from? It's from God. Seeing you as an extension of God, God's outstretched arm. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So when you do the good works, because God is working, it's God's Spirit working through you. Remember Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. He said, for it is God working in us both to what? Will and what? Do of his what? Good pleasures. What happens? It's God that gets the glory. Amen. But it doesn't mean that you are useless. No. You are also blessed. Amen. It's a blessing to be used. It's a blessing. It's a privilege to just be in that position to be used by God. Hallelujah. Amen. So, good works. And glorify your Father in heaven. So let your light so shine before men. We should always endeavor to let our light shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Amen. I remember that song as I was saying it. There's this song we used to sing when we were small. So let it shine, shine, shine. Only let your light shine. So let it shine, shine, shine. Only let your light shine. Jesus, people come together. Let your light shine. Hallelujah. So let's always let our light shine. Because in doing that, we are glorifying our Father in heaven. Amen. Because the Bible says, I think it was Isaiah 60 that says, arise, shine, for your light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen. Amen. So let your light shine. Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. Verse 22. This place shows us some of the ways we can very well carry out the work of God as his outstretched arm, as his extended hand, as extension of him, through displaying of the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Galatians 5, yes. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Next verse. Gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Next. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passion and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. May God help us in Jesus' name. So there's a whole lot of work to do. But you see, one of the things that will help us carry out this work as God's outstretched arm and touching lives and ministering to people and ourselves is by displaying and living according to what Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 26 is saying. Displaying the fruit of the Spirit. Someone just slaps you. It's not the time to say, ghost for bars. No, you just say, God bless you and walk away. In fact, pastor said, turn the other cheek nicely. Let them give you. If he give you bows, let him also do the bars and move on. God bless you. We used to do that when we were small. Say, God bless you. The way we were doing it when we were small, it's like you're saying that God bless you. It's like God is, like as if God is, we punish the person. You're saying, God, we bless you. The slap that you slap now, God, we bless you. In your mind, you are revenging the person. That's not what he's saying. No, don't do it in a bit. And with all joy, just let go. Amen. I received one serious one recently. It pained me. It pained me. I won't lie. It pained me. And my siblings in the family group, they just said all manner of stuff and all that. And it got me, sha. And I was angry. I was angry. But thank God for one of my brothers. He's based in Asaba. He's a pastor. So he just called me. He said, you know now, this one's you know you are matured, you know. Just let go. Just let go. Don't answer. Don't say anything. Just say, don't say a word. Just let go. I said, Holy Spirit, help me. And that was it. You know? It's not a time to prove points. Just let go. So let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Go to the verse 25. It says, 25, please. It says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. How do people walk in the Spirit? The things you do, the response, the way you react, everything you do will just show that this is not from the flesh. Because the flesh will say, it is bows for bars. The flesh will say, no, eye for an eye. The flesh will say, no, give them a piece of your mind. Like Satan will say, if you keep giving a piece of your mind, soon there will be no peace left. You know, so let's walk in the Spirit, because the fruit of the Spirit displayed will be evidenced. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. Anything outside that, you don't need it. Amen. All right. Titus chapter 2. Titus 2. Verse 14. Okay, it says, who gave himself, who gave himself that he might redeem us. Take it from 13, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special before himself. I love that. So I was saying earlier on that everything God does is for his glory. Amen. So when he uses us, when he showcases us, when he even uses us to carry out any works, it's not for us to just say, no, I am God here. No. It's for his glory. So yeah, he's saying Christ did not only redeem us from our lawless deeds, but purifies us for himself, his own special people, zealous for good works. So he deliberately did this so that aside from him taking the glory, he's specially positioning us for good works. For good works as his special people. Amen. So let's see 2 Corinthians chapter 9. 2 Corinthians 9 from verse 8. Try to take it from 8 to 15. And then maybe one or two more scriptures and then we'll round this up. Okay. He said, and God is able to make all grace abound. How many grace? All grace. He didn't say some. He didn't say a few. He said, and God is able to make all grace abound towards what?
You towards me.
Amen. Is it towards you? Eh? It's towards me. Amen.
So, he's able to make all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work.
I've seen some people in church. They never have anything.
Before you ask, please, then we are looking for it. I don't have.
Always having all sufficiency in all things.
Even initiative. They are looking for ideas in church. Think tank. Let come. I don't have. They are here. They've shut down.
May have an abundance for every good work. I was sharing the other time. I think it was last week. And then one thing I picked very strongly, I think it was a Sunday, when he was sharing part of the testimonies about his workplace and how he grew from when he was serving to where he later got a job fully and all that. Check it even till date. You see that it's coming from the place. You see this. May have an abundance for every good work. So now, everywhere he finds himself, whether it's church, whether it's workplace, whether it's family, there's always something to offer. It's either an advice, an idea, or something, or a support, or something you will have when you operate in this dimension. That all grace abound. God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency. So there's a mentality. There's a mindset that I'm in Christ now. And what it means is that being in Christ, I lack nothing. Hallelujah. Yes, I may not have cash in my pocket right now. I've experienced it a number of times too. But somehow I don't like to carry cash around. But it doesn't mean that he cannot sort some things. Okay? He can even say, PA, give me cash there. It doesn't mean that he cannot do transfer. It comes from a place of, like I said earlier on, there are people, I've seen them. Before you say, we are looking for, I don't have. Shut down. In no day. It's a mentality. Amen. It's a mentality. There's this word that it's also scriptural. It says, he that watereth shall also be what? Watered. Locally, they say, pipe, tap, pipe, when they supply water, you know they dry. Because water is always passing through. It's a mentality. Meaning that in the body of Christ, I should always look for how to help people improve. Remember the way we read earlier on? He said, you're not contesting with somebody. There's no jealousy. There's no envy. So what are you supposed to be looking out for? The best of the next man or the next person. Somebody's in church, the person's having, don't just throw your eyes and just say, problem with that. No. How can I help? What's wrong with you? Are you okay? This, that, and when you get it sorted, it just becomes a pattern. Amen. Because God's superabundance in you is not supposed to just, it's not for you to just sit on it and not do anything with it. You are wasting heavenly resources. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, go on. The next verse, please. Verse 9. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. Next verse. Now, may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. So for the man, no, go back. So for the person who does not disperse, seeds are given to him and he keeps it and eats it and sits on it. Do you see that heavenly resources is being wasted? Because he says again that God does not only give, he doesn't only supply to the sower. Okay? He says he also multiplies the seed sown. There's a child in my street. The father has a shop in our place there, and the granddad is our landlord. So they call the boy, Plenteous. I never heard that name before. His name is Plenteous. So Plenteous was coming. Every time he always likes to play ball with me. And I say, ah, Plenteous. He was holding like 4 packs of biscuit. And I said, ah, Plenteous, bring 1 biscuit. Ah, if you see the eye, the boy, they look me. He grabbed his hand like this and then like this. So the father, the dad out of shame, said, ah, Plenteous, give daddy biscuit now. Plenteous, give daddy biscuit. The boy took off running. You know, I've seen people like that, you know. Sometimes even you are the one who gave the child the thing. And then you are stretching your arm. He don't take off, leave you. So it doesn't work that way. You cannot keep God's seed. You are denying heaven the capability to reach out and expand and increase and multiply what is meant to be multiplied. Because heaven does not only supply, there's also multiplication. So multiply the seed you have sown. Amen. And increase the fruit of your righteousness. So if you hold it to yourself, you have denied the multiplicity effect that is supposed to take place. May God help us in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, next verse. While you are enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God. Next. For the administration of this service not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also in abounding through many thanksgivings to God. You see, you also deny people the ability to give God thanks. Because somebody is there feeling denied. Because you shut down yourself. And you say, no, God will use somebody else. God will use somebody else. It's like the goat in the village. That everybody thinks everybody is feeding. And nobody's feeding the goat. And the goat dies. You see a need in church. You see a need in family. You see a need around you. Instead of you to do it, you say, no, somebody else will do it. And then nobody at the end of the day is doing it. Next verse. I think to 15. Next verse. Why through the proof of the ministry, they glorify God for the obedience of your confession to the gospel of Christ and for your liberal sharing with them and all men. And by their prayer for you, who long for you because of the exceeding grace of God in you. Last verse. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gifts. Hallelujah. I like that last part. It's a gift given to you by God. So don't just shut it down and say, no, 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 it's all for me. You know? Amen. Okay, let's see one more scripture and then we get ready to wrap up. Hebrews chapter 10, 24 and 25. Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. We really have to consider spurring and encouraging one another. Hallelujah. Yes, he said, and let us consider one another in order to stir up love. And what? Good works. He keeps saying good works, good works, good works. Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor, I was sharing some time ago, when he was teaching, he said, there was a time he was stranded. He needed, I think he was talking about fund to pay for something. And then a friend came through for him. Years later, he was in that same position to do it for somebody else too. Hallelujah. Like they say, what goes around comes around. If you shut down and you don't do it, you find out that you will be lacking that experience. It's even a blessing. I've shared it several times. I remember when Mrs. Sajira was going to have, when we were going to have the twins. We're looking for, how much was it that time? 20K or so. We not get them. Now we shame. Cover and I take book and I go collect check. But when I asked Pastor, I think it was I went to meet Pastor Nwai, and said man was also in the picture. Another, and I asked, I said, okay, how much time do we have to return this? They said, no. Pay it forward. Hallelujah. Yes, time will come. You will do it for others too. Hallelujah. And it has happened. We've literally experienced it. Amen. Amen. And that's one of the greatest things I've learned in this assembly. Hallelujah. Yes. That time, hey! My wife said, hey, what an embarrassment. I said, no, it's not a thing of shame. Yes, because that's why we are the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Not be as I talk now. That time really shame day. Yeah, but it's the truth. You don't deny yourself the lesson, the process.
you have also positioned yourself in a way you have experienced it. So when you are, will also be in a situation where a family came and we had to share. See, waiting there, oh yeah, when I carry this one, go, we self go live on this one. And they're like, I said, we said, no, no, don't feel like we have been there. We've been in that shoe. We've been in that shoe. Amen. Hungry beat me. I feel carry my family. We just run, go, bagada, enough for shop where. They will give us extra self, take home. But it's also a way of learning. It's there. Okay, the last this thing we read. You are also giving people the opportunity to give God thanks. God, thank you. People came through for me. But if you sit on it and you say, no, God, I better find somebody else to use. You have denied them the faith. You have denied them the opportunity to give God thanks. You have even denied them the opportunity to learn that God can do this thing through them. Hallelujah. Our pastor has come through for me a lot of times. Sometimes if I don't. Amen. But that is it. Never stopping the flow of God or letting God pass through you to as his outstretched arm to reach out to people. Amen. Sorry, please. 1 Peter 2:12. Let me just close with this. Did I finish that first one? That was Hebrews. Okay, 24 and 25. Sorry. The Hebrews was okay. Okay, let's leave it. Having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you, is this? No, go to the Hebrews chapter 10. Sorry, please. Verse 25. We read 24 earlier on. Just do the 25. Okay. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Yes. Some people say, that's the way they tell me. I'm not going to go to that church again. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves. Some people say, walk. And our church next year, you get the walk. Walk. I'm busy. Since you know they're busy, when you're jobless, now the job has come. It's not an excuse. Forsaking the assembling. Forsaking the gathering of the saints. Yes. As is. Okay. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some. But not me talking about Bible. So. But exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. I've shared it here in church too. Before. I will come to church late on Sunday. Magrelos is just my junction. Inner street now this day. Eh? But I will come to church late on Sunday. But I will go to Bagada. I was working in Zenibank. I will go to Bagada Monday to Friday. I will go early. We start work. You must be at work 7:15. Later 7:30. We don't work. But I'll be at work 7 o'clock. Never late anytime. Church service now, what time? Even then, we're doing earlier than now. But I didn't see the late. We're doing, what, 7:45 or something? I'm not sure. Is it up to 8 o'clock or 7:30 or something? Are they late? I know that my work time is earlier than that, but are they late? Until the day set man asked me one day, say, set man, you know, very wise man, just asked me, said, do you go to work? I said, yes. Say, what time do you go to work? And I was so excited to say it. I said, 7 o'clock, 7 a.m. I'm at work. I said, yeah. Where is your workplace? I said, Bagada. He said, yeah, okay. But why are you coming late to church on Sunday? That's when the thing hit me. Bagada. I said, yeah, okay. Yeah. Because some people feel, haven't you seen some people? They are Christians. They are workers in church. In fact, they do a whole lot in church. But that's Sunday. They will carry their boots. They are going to feed. They want to go and play. But that's the day they want to do exercise. This is their resting day. Who told you it's your resting day? God's service. Time for God to. The only day you worship you. Because many of them don't have time for midweek service. Sunday, man, you still want to go play. And leave your work time to go play. Because you just feel, make church people not disturb me. I beg. It's not about church people. It's your service to God. The Bible describes it as a reasonable service. Hallelujah. Amen. I can talk on this one because I'm not your senior pastor. Senior pastor there, so. And I mean they talk now, and it's from the Bible. Hallelujah. Amen. I've literally called some people. You know, I'm part of the group who make calls. Mrs. Ajere is there and some other people. You will call some people and say, "Oh, we didn't see you in church today." Say, "I was online." You know they online. Me, I did online. I not see him for online. Sister Esther, praise the Lord. God bless you. Set my thought or something. Say, if you feel bruised, God will heal it. Sister Esther, why are you not in church? Say, I'll do online. I'll do online. Online as scam. Come physically and be blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. But let me tell you this. Let me wrap up with this. In all of the things that looks like scolding, because some people don't like scolding, honestly. You never see scolding. Pastor don't scold you. Eh? Pastor don't scold you. Pastor, anyway, scolded somebody's church here. Put that last verse so that I'll take a turn around. You don't see people cry for church. But you see, is it a bad thing? No, it's pruning. Because your family, they do you worse. The one my family do me 2 days ago, I cried. I cried. So what kind of nonsense is this? They were supposed to be encouraging me. They were attacking me. I said, which kind of Allah be this one? I cried. But if that church, they said, I don't go to church again. I don't come again. Carry your things and you come out. Eh? Exhorting one another. So and so much the more as you see the day approaching. So it's for your good. Because the day is approaching. Pastor wants the best for you. And that's why he's doing. They call you and say, why have we not seen you? I like small church, because I have a lot of people who are lost in big cathedrals. They are lost. Ask them, when last did you go to church? This is 6 months ago. The pastor is not even aware. Because the church is so big, they think Chika is in church. She's not in church. She's not coming. The church is so big. It is a jumbo. They come. So the choir is so big, so large that they have like 12 drummers. So when 7, not even day, they don't even know, say the not day, whether they day or the not day. Hallelujah. Amen. Like in the streets, there are so many people missing in the streets. You won't know. Many people are missing. There are a lot of people missing. Sometimes I'm walking and I'll see missing person. I say, where miss? Go, where did they find them? Yeah. I'll tell you another time where some of them they. Their family are not even aware. There are some people, their family says they don't travel abroad. Now lie. People are missing. So it's a privilege when you are in a small place where a pastor can have an eye. Did a church want to come to our place for the first time? We say, hey, we didn't even have chair. But you see, one of the greatest joy I have till date is that I am in a place where if I miss 2 times, now one call, where are thou? Like God, when he asked Adam, say, Adam, where are thou? Where are thou? Hallelujah. They were asking Mrs. Ajiri for her address. Mrs. Ajiri didn't want to give pastor, didn't want to give Stepman address. So Stepman, you can't come to our place, so it's a valley. Stepman said, even if it's, we find you, we will come. But that is a blessing. That you have people, you're surrounded with people who care, who want to reach out to you, they don't want you to be lost. Pastor said the other time that even if you are the lost sheep, they will break the leg and put you on the neck of the shepherd and carry you out. You must be found. Hallelujah. Church has been one of the greatest blessings in my life. And see it as a blessing. When people reach out to you, it's a blessing. It's a gift. Hallelujah. Let us rise up on our feet as we pray this evening. Lord, thank you for the gift of the church. Thank you for the gift of the body of Christ. Thank you that I have people over me who care, who reach out to me all the time. People who pray. People who I can call, I can beckon on. People who look out for me. Yes, who scold me. People who love me, who corrects me. Oh, Lord, thank you for this gift. Thank you for this. It's a gift. Thank you for this gift, Father. Thank you. As I'm even becoming impacted for good works, for exploit. Lord, thank you for the words I'm hearing. Thank you for the teachings. Thank you for the scriptures. Thank you for the teachers, the leaders, people who are teaching me your word. Thank you, Father. I take this gift seriously. I do not take it for granted. Oh, thank you, mighty God, for the gift of people around me. Thank you, Father. Glory to your name, Lord. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.